Hello, and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 10. Will PE be okay? Now, PE is one of those subjects that has lots of stories attached to it, which is probably because having the right kit for the right sport on the right day can be a bit of a minefield. You don't want to end up as the only person wearing your spotless gym kit when it's your turn to be outside battling against the muddy cross-country course. It can also feel a bit divisive, either because you have had a bad experience at primary school and convinced yourself that even running for a bus is beyond you, or you've never experienced the joy of winning anything or being part of a team. Becoming a small fish is your chance to change all that. You're moving on to the big pond, so you will have the opportunity to reinvent yourself as someone who always gives things a go. You don't have to be Usain Bolt. Not everybody enjoys sprinting, but you will certainly be able to try out a variety of activities. And here's Charlotte, speaking after she had a taster day at her new school.
Step Up Day helped me feel less worried about getting lost, and I got to do some science experiments and other things I hadn't done before, so that helped me to feel excited about going to school. I really like PE now because at my primary school we didn't do much PE, and if it was, it wasn't very physical or competitive.
Who knew? Charlotte has discovered that she actually likes the competition and physicality of PE. As you experience a whole new world of big pond opportunities, there's bound to be something you discover you are rather good at. Remember what we said about form tutors who are there to help you? Well, secondary schools are also equipped to give you extra support if you have any special physical needs. So make sure you let your school know what help you might need. Perhaps get a grown-up to drop them an email. After all, it is their job in school to be inclusive of everyone. Oh, there's something else worth mentioning. Everyone has seen those fierce PE teacher caricatures in films. People who seem more at home barking military orders than nurturing young lives through physical exercise. Cameron says this.
Don't listen to gossip or rumours that judge other people. Get to know them yourself and learn who they really are, not what others think of them. PE can also help you make friends because it puts you into teams and then your friendship group will grow easily.
So when it comes to PE, don't think scary teachers, think new friends. And finally, if you want to keep those friends, you've got to be hygienic. Just as you would brush your minty fresh teeth every morning. So deodorant is probably as important as packing your trainers. Because if PE is to be okay, no one likes a whiff of BO. That's enough pairs of capital letters in one sentence before we blow the whistle on episode 10 today. So here's your takeaway task. List any PE wobbles you might be having and come up with some coping strategies to help. For example, always have a friend in mind if you have to pair up during the lesson. If you feel afraid of an activity, walk towards the fear. Often, the thought of a head over heels is worse than actually trying it and discovering you can do one. And as always, try on all your kit so you feel comfortable and that it's not the first time wearing it when you step out of those changing rooms. I wonder, what does the Bible say about PE? Well, there was one man, Saul, who became known as Paul, and he mentions running quite a lot, and he also really hated Christians. He was near a place called Damascus, when a bright light shone upon Saul, and he heard Jesus ask, "Why are you doing these things against me?" It was so bright he could not see for 3 days and lost his appetite. Eventually, somebody called Ananias came to his house and prayed that he would be filled with something called the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says this: immediately, something that looked like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes. He was able to see again. It's funny that fish scales are mentioned, but maybe we need to look at PE in a new way too. So until next time, remember that for a small fish wondering if things are going to be okay, it might be a case of being prepared, ignoring the rumours, and changing your outlook, whatever the subject is. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.